I Dream with Open Eyes. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I Dream with Open Eyes. Most of us, when we dream, we like to close our eyes. We like to close our eyes and think about something very special, something very wonderful, something very unique just for us. We like to think of, oh, something fantastic. Okay, now, how do we think of something fantastic? How do we think of something absolutely unique, absolutely outstanding, absolutely delightful, absolutely wonderful? Well, we think of it from our heart. Oftentimes, we think of things in the outer. We say, boy, I love that house, or I love that forest, or I love that boat, or I love that lady or that man. Wow! You know, we think these thoughts, and as we do that, then we sort of have our eyes half closed, and we sort of daydreamy look at it. But in reality, what is it that we're loving? If we were to really carefully look upon ourselves and see what it is that we're loving, what would we find out that we are loving? We would find out that we are loving ourselves. Yes, we are loving ourselves. Now, who is that self that we are loving? Just who is that wonderful self that we are loving? Is that wonderful self that we are loving a good self? A wonderful self? A joyous self? A fantastic self? Is that self that we're loving somebody that we would really like to know, and someone that we'd like to have in our life? Or is it sort of just a daydream that is a little fanciful and a little bit far out in a manner of speaking, so that we are not really aware of what's going on? Now, what sort of a daydream would you like? What sort of a fanciful thing would you like? What sort of a life would you like? Would you like a life that is based upon a dream that is fancy, or a dream that is real? How do we ever experience a dream that is real? We all would like to look at life and see life as a dream that's real. We all would like to look at life and say, wow, that's the way I'd like to go. And yet, in truth, that's not really the way we want to go. For when we look at things that are sort of wishful thinking, then that's not the way we want to go. The way you and I really want to go is what is for that which makes us happiest, most joyful, most excited in life. What is it that turns us on? What is it that just illumines our life in such a high degree that we feel so fulfilled and so rewarded in everything we do? What is it that does that to us? Well, if we'd really stop and think about it, we'd find out that what really does that to us is what makes us happy in an instant of life. Not what makes us happy all the time, but what makes us happy in an instant of life. Our happiness in an instant of life comes to us in sort of an interesting experience. It comes to us from the point of view that we just did not know what was going on. We just did not know what sort of a tinkling bell was ringing the song in our heart. We didn't know what was really important to us. And when we come to realize what is really important to us, we find, first, it's our relationship to the divine within us. Oh, people say that's just religious talk, No, we might say, first, it's relationship to who we are. Who are you? Who are we? Am I my body? Am I my environment? Am I the people I associate with? And all the answers there are yes. Or am I most definitely the person who says, all is right with my world. All is right with everything I do. Everything I do is happy and peaceful, and I am so content. I am so delighted. Everything is right with my world. Now, if I say something like that, if I think something like that, oh, I might close my eyes for a moment while I take that deep breath and let it out. But when I open my eyes, I look around me and I say, yes, yes, yes. I can see the leaves falling from the trees, and I say, yes, they're beautiful to see. I see the buds of the trees bursting forth and the new leaves coming out, and I say, yes, yes, yes. I see a fire going through the forest and burning trees down and brush, and I say, yes, that too is beautiful. I see the newborn trees, the new roots all shouting forth, and the new trees and bushes coming forth where the fire had been, and I say, yes, yes, yes. I see the wild ocean, the grand storm as the wind blows and everything seems in such a great upheaval, and I say, oh, wow, is that exciting, yes. And I see the calm, peaceful ocean. And I see the boatsmen sitting there fishing or spinning across the ocean surface with their water skis and their toys. And I say, yes, yes. I look at all life and say, yes. And then, as I look at all life and learn to say yes with my eyes open, then I begin to say, yes, yes, to everything. And when I say yes to everything, it's amazing how everything is beautiful. And it's amazing how I have less violent things to say yes to. It's amazing how there are fewer storms in my life because I live in such a peaceful environment. There are fewer forest fires in my world, and nature doesn't need that avenue to express itself in my world. As I say yes to all of life and delight in all of life and delight in all the things I see everywhere, as I delight in my children and say, yes, you are geniuses, you are wonderful, as I delight in my spouse and I say, wow, heaven sent indeed, wow, as I look at myself and I delight in myself and I say, what a glorious body you have, what a glorious mind you have, what a glorious being you are. Yes, yes, yes. And then all my world looks at me and says, yes, yes, yes. You see, I dream with my eyes wide open, and in dreaming with my eyes wide open, I see all in divine order. And my divine order. And my divine order is not forest fires. My divine order is not the violent ocean. My divine order is not life filled with that type of excitement. My divine order is a world of peace, a world of harmony, a world of balance. And it all starts with my eyes wide open, looking at the world and praising myself for the wonderful way that I have created it all. That's who I am. That's my divine right order. That's my reality. That's dreaming with my eyes wide open and looking at everything that I have created and calling it good and very good. Looking at all that I have envisioned and seeing it done and seeing it done well. Needing nothing and yet having everything. Sharing everything that I have with my world in the purest of love, giving absolutely of everything that I have, and living in the delight of the fulfillment of everything that exists. How wonderful it is to dream with my eyes open, and to be master of all the thoughts that I have, and to unconditionally respond to and respect my creation, the world about me, including myself. Unconditionally love myself. That's an art too. That's an art that it's well worth learning to do, and I am working on it every day and improving upon my ability to be unconditionally loving of myself. It's a fabulous thing to do and a wonderful thing to do and a glorious thing to do. Wow! And I am so happy about it. I am so happy to be that which I am and live in the life which I am and know who I am in every glorious, fantastic, wonderful way. But I dream with open eyes. And I see the world in reality. I can touch my dream, and my dream is good and very good. I can see my dream revealing itself to me moment by moment, and it is not an illusion, but it is my own understanding of reality. My dream is who I am, and who I am I like very much. How about you? Life is wonderful, isn't it? Dream with your eyes open, as I do with me. And, you know, it is wonderful. It is so, so wonderful. I love you so. Have yourself a wonderful day, and know that this is just the beginning, and life is great. I love you. I love you. I love you.